what can you expect your job to be like as a new programmer? That's what we're going to talk about this week. But before we get to this week's question, here's a thoughtful review from iTunes. Don H. says in a review titled, What It Takes to Become a Pro Programmer, I just listened to a couple of short episodes describing some of the nuances of becoming a professional programmer. It's clear that Waheed Tanner knows this space and can communicate clearly and effectively with listeners who want to hone their talents and skills to be the best programmers they can be. Bravo, Waheed! I wish you great success! Communication, collaboration, and creativity are hallmarks of today's successful individuals in all lines of work. Your show fosters these. Thanks, Don, for your review and comments. Your review has helped increase the rank of this podcast so that the current listeners were able to find the podcast and also benefit. Everybody wins with genuine reviews like this. Okay, on to the question this week. This question comes from my daughter, who's studying computer science in college, and the question relates to Don's review. My daughter wants to know what she can expect her job to be like when she graduates and starts working as a programmer. I don't always know what you're struggling to understand. If you're having difficulty with something, then others are probably having the same trouble. Taking the time to ask a question is a great way to get an answer to your situation and help others too. The question this week is a great example because you get to hear my answer that comes from experience. This is not something that you can easily search the internet for some facts. So what can you expect when first starting out as a programmer? How should I answer this? There's so many different types of companies and industries that need programmers. Each one is going to be different. I've worked for small companies, big companies, and all sizes in between. I've also worked in quite a few different industries. I think the best way for me to answer this question will be to tell you about a few of my personal experiences as well as some of the things I've noticed about other beginning programmers that I've worked with. If you really understand how to program while still in college, one of the best things you can do is to find a position as an intern. You get to experience a real paying job that lasts for several months or sometimes more. The stress is low and you'll probably have fun at the same time. Most companies want you to have a good experience because you'll take that experience back to your college and tell everyone about your time at the company. You'll be working, sure, but you'll have one or two regular employees that will help you. And you'll likely be given a small project to work on. Something that you can complete and demonstrate what you've accomplished. I know of one person when I was at Microsoft who worked as an intern 7 different times in different teams. When he graduated, each of these teams wanted him to come back and work for them full time. He not only got to sample different teams and select the one he liked best, but established working relationships with people from the other teams. This is an ideal situation for you if you can manage to intern with the same company multiple times. I mentioned working on a project, but what kind of project? I've seen interns that have built utilities that the other developers wished they had but never had the time to write themselves. This is great if you can find something like this because your mentors will help guide you and make suggestions. Remember that they're going to benefit from your work after you leave. And you get some practical experience and get to work on a fun project. I've seen other interns not quite so focused on coding that have gathered feedback from customers or other teams and put together proposals based on the feedback for either new products or new feature specifications. When you eventually start working full-time, you'll enjoy some of the same benefits as an intern. The team will be happy to have extra help and will want to make sure that you succeed. Put your full energy into your work and pay attention to how the team expects things to be done and you'll do fine. Those early promotions are much easier too. If you're not sure what to do or how to go about something, just ask. Anybody. Just the fact that you get hired as a recent graduate means that the company expects to spend extra time with you to make sure you know what to do. Ask thoughtful questions and show initiative by trying to figure things out first. Don't spend too long if you find yourself stuck. When you're first starting out, if you can't solve a problem after a few hours, ask for direction. This is the best time in your career to learn from your mistakes because everyone will be expecting you to make mistakes and ready to lend help. I'll continue the discussion in just a moment after this message from our sponsor. Even the most famous programming experts had to start somewhere. The one thing that all professional programmers share is that we take action. Go ahead, text PROGRAM to 44222 now. If you're not actually typing code, building it, and running it, then you're missing more than half of what you need to be doing. It's hard, I know, to get started, and if you need some help, then all you need to do is register for one of the Take Up Code free live classes. You can attend with just your computer and an internet connection from anywhere in the world. These are live workshops instead of just lectures. You get enough lecturing already. These are fun workshops. You have enough boring tasks already. And these are focused on results. You get tangible results from the beginning. Text the word PROGRAM to 44222 and you'll be on your way. You can also visit takeupcode.com to begin. Okay, what can you expect for some of your initial projects? That's going to depend a lot on the company. Some companies require all new employees to go through training first. Most companies will have at least a day of new employee orientation before you get to join your new team. And you can usually expect an invitation to join the team for lunch during the first week to get to know everybody better. Some companies have more elaborate training. I remember talking to some programmers who started working for a large software company during the 1990s, and they told me that the company required all new programmers to attend classes for the first 6 months. The company that I currently work for requires all new programmers to join a 6-week boot camp, no matter how much experience the new programmer already has. The boot camp is designed to give new employees several small to medium-sized tasks from each group. This gives you a quick overview of how the various groups work together and relate. You get to see a bigger picture before joining your group full-time. What are these groups? Programming has a lot of specialties, and on top of that, a large product or service will have separate teams for large pieces of the whole product or service. There will usually be a database team, an infrastructure or API team, a user interface or web development team, and possibly other teams focusing on additional products or services. Each of these teams will have developers and quality assurance, and if your company is well organized, then there should be program managers, a design team, and a documentation team. Just learning how and what everybody does will take you weeks. You'll probably be assigned a small portion of the product within your group that belongs to you to maintain. But not all companies work like that. Regardless of how the work is divided, most teams will meet regularly to plan and divide tasks. You can expect mostly well-defined bugs at first. Don't think of these bugs as boring work that only the new people get. These are great things for you to work on because they will have clear steps for you to follow to reproduce the problem and equally clear guidelines about what should have happened. These bugs are your initial chance to apply what you've learned. You'll be expected to ask questions and clarify the scenarios. Try to think of other ways the bug might appear and fix them all. Just follow whatever system the team uses to track bugs and report progress. Be transparent about what you're doing well and what you're struggling with, and have fun. The first actual software job that I worked on was a 6-month contract for a new product. I was responsible for building an application that a customer would use to encrypt files or entire folders. There was a lot of learning that I had to do, and I remember struggling with problems for days because there was nobody that I could ask for help. The entire software development team consisted of just myself and one other engineer. The other engineer was building a related product, and the idea was that the company would bundle the product that I built with this other product and sell them as a single box set. This was not a well-run company, but at the time, I didn't know anybody who could have told me otherwise. I did make friends with the other people in the company, and they helped me find a better position when the contract was finished. We did finish the product, and I still remember walking into a computer store and seeing the boxes for sale on the shelf, boxes with software that I helped write. That part never changes. Many years later, after completing products at Microsoft, I still enjoy going into a bookstore and flipping through books on Windows Server and seeing descriptions of what I helped create. It's a very rewarding experience. Taking the time to ask a question helps not only you, but everybody who listens as well. Do you have a question that you'd like me to answer? Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and you'll find a form that you can use to submit your question.